Proclamation number 3999 of 15th of March, 1947. Word of God, flesh and blood. Anyone who wants to receive me, who wants to eat my flesh and drink my blood, must desire me, not only according to the word but in his deepest heart. Only then can I approach him and offer him myself in the form of my word, for I myself am the word is my flesh and my blood. Union with me can therefore only take place when the human being feels love for me and expresses this love through active neighborly love. If the heart is filled with love, then it must also constantly renounce its love, and it now turns it towards fellow human beings who are in need of it. But through its love it draws me myself to itself and I reveal myself to it. I communicate myself to it by bringing myself close to it in the Word, so that it unites with me by receiving it, and this is the spiritual communion which you humans should all make your aim, for you will derive inconceivable blessings from the connection with me which the living Word earns you. For now you receive the knowledge of my will from me myself. And depending on the fulfillment of my will your knowledge will be deepened, because I myself now reveal myself to you, because I lift all veils which were previously spread over my reign and activity, over my plan of salvation from eternity. I guide you into this knowledge which makes you happy and makes you richly blessed people on earth, which enlightens you about your own destiny and which therefore remains as a spiritual treasure for you if you have to give up earthly life. I reveal myself to you, I reveal all secrets to you, I come to you myself and speak to you through my spirit. And this can only happen through spiritual communion, through unity with me through love. Understand that I cannot unite with a human being other than through love, that love is therefore the first condition to receive me myself, to be able to enjoy my flesh and my blood, to receive my word so that it resonates in the heart. For you can certainly read or hear my word, yet I can only dwell with you in the word myself if you have fulfilled the conditions I set for a union with me, which only allow the word to become my flesh and my blood. So that you shape yourselves into love and I myself can take abode in your hearts. Heartfelt desire for my word also expresses the desire for me myself and testifies to love for me, and then I will truly not hesitate to comply with the desire and reveal myself. But then the human being will also feel my presence, he will feel that I've united myself with him, he will be inwardly gratified by the acceptance of my word, my flesh and my blood, he will be able to satisfy himself and draw strength, and he will mature in his soul. The union with me must bring all this about, because I myself can now work in the human being, because I can now fill his whole being with my strength, with light and with love. Because I can now constantly reveal myself to him, because I can now speak to him through my spirit, so that I can guide you into all truth, as I have promised. Amen.